my choice for the song that I'd have playing in the end credits of my biopic, which, let's face it, is never going to be made. And if it is going to be made, I'm going to have some glorious actors playing you guys, believe me. Callum, you don't seem to age. You could probably still play
what
yourself.
What do you mean I don't seem to age?
You don't. I mean, I've known you 9 months now and you've not aged.
It's and
impressive.
I wear the same clothes every day. So
it's impressive.
Yeah.
It's like we've tweaked you out of 73 or something.
Are you supposed to age within 9 months to be like noticeably different?
Have you seen babies? Have you seen Leanna? Leanna's a different human being.
Oh,
I mean, you know, don't drop the mic, Sarah.
Yeah,
but,
she just mic dropped and went out. She's gone. She's not having this conversation.
I have a question about the rules for this song over the credits.
Yeah, sure.
I'm in a predicament because I'm in a sort of state of mind where the end of the film could be really sad and depressing, mm-hmm. depending on where my life is in 40
years. Well, maybe
years.
That's a discussion itself.
Or it could be really happy, or it could end on like a funny note.
Yeah. So you have like the Benny Hill music or something?
No, but something like if it ended on a funny note, it might be like That's Life by Frank Sinatra.
Oh, that's good. I like
or
that.
If it was like really sad and depressing, it'd be like Sound of Silence.
Ooh.
Or if it was a really good ending, I don't know, like I became the Prime Minister or something. God forbid. It might be something like The Beatles.
Hmm.
I don't know. So this is the predicament I'm in.
I love that track by the Beatles.
I don't know. Yeah.
It's almost as good as
I don't know. I feel like the more important question is who's the actor that would play you in the biopic of your life?
Could it be someone I could choose? If he was the same age... No, hang on. Let me rephrase that.
No, because I work in 40
years'
time.
If he was the age he is now in 40 years' time.
Right, exactly.
No, hang on.
Let's rephrase the biopic.
If it was happening right now, if they were filming it right now, who would it be?
I would have liked it to have been Daniel Day-Lewis from Last of the Mohicans period.
Okay.
But, obviously, like everyone, you get older. But I feel he doesn't truly represent me anymore. So that would have been choice number one. Mm-hmm. Choice number two would have been something like Clint Eastwood, but I don't think he has anything like any similarities
towards me.
And he's taller and he's much more manly.
So you are 19, 20?
19.
I'm
still young.
Clint Eastwood's about 84.
He looks good, though.
Yeah, he does look
good. I mean, just whack a wig
on. He doesn't look 19, but he doesn't look...
He doesn't look 84.
Sarah, who do you have playing... I'm not going to say that, but say this was the point now where your life is being played. Who would it be? I'm thinking Carrie Mulligan.
Yeah!
I think that could work.
That could work.
Okay, I'll go with that, because I can't think of anyone better.
Okay. Sorry. Alison, do I have to be American?
Well, see, I quite like the idea of it being like Amy Schumer... But I know she doesn't look anything
That's
like me.
That's the thing I'm having a problem with.
But I feel like her personality and my personality are like bang on.
Yeah.
So I would want her personality. I mean, shoot, she could do it. It'd be fine. We don't have to look alike.
I know who would play you, Kieran.
Let me guess. The G Chisel, the George Clooney?
No.
Tom Hiddleston?
No.
Daniel Craig?
No.
Who else is attractive? Ryan Gosling?
No.
Steve Carell?
No.
Ew. Ryan Gosling?
It's between two people.
Okay.
It's either a Tom Hanks situation.
I love it.
Or...
Well, we could do Colin Hanks.
Who's Colin Hanks?
His son.
Oh, okay.
They look a lot alike.
Sorry.
Well, he's not a famous actor, though, is he?
Well, he is.
Yes.
Is he? What's he been in? Yeah. When did Colin Hanks get
not famous actor, he is.
He's making that new film. What is it? Fearless Records? About the record store.
Oh, right. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Potentially Tom Hanks / son, Colin Hanks.
Okay.
Or Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe, I don't see.
Yes, Russell Crowe. Yes.
I can't imagine him doing that.
I could see a younger Russell Crowe.
Not Gladiator Russell Crowe. More like, have you seen that film A Good Year where he's the...
The wine maker. Yeah, no, I'd have that. Yeah.
Or like when he played Phantom of the Opera.
He was in the Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah, he can sing. He's a great singer. Oh, wait, no, that was Gerard Butler. He was in Sorry.
I'd have Gerard Butler.
Yeah, that's who I was thinking of.
Gerard Butler, but we can't have everything, can we, Kieran?
But yeah, no, he's amazing. I was surprised that they didn't cast Gerard Butler in Les Mis over Russell Crowe, because he can actually sing, and Russell Crowe...
I've never heard Russell Crowe sing. Anyway, we'll come to the other choices throughout the show. Let's mix up with some music. Sarah. That's it. Sarah, what do you want?
I think I'd like some Bowie.
Some Bowie?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry, I have to introduce
the song. I didn't know if there was more to it after last time.
Yes,
that's
what
it.
What do you want, Bowie?
Ashes to Ashes.